Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 6/22/22, the day after the solstice, show number 402. So market surprisingly holding up firm today, Nick.
It is. The market is really holding up firm, especially after a strong gap lower open. I mean, we had the futures on the S&P 500 down, 60 points this morning, and now they're actually positive, up 23 points. So that's quite a swing. And again, we had a really good rally yesterday. It was a solid rally, broad-based, and that's what you want to see. We'll see if the market can keep it going into the close. Often after a big rally like we had yesterday, we get a more subdued market. So that's still likely. We may not have, a big monster move. But so far, markets are hanging in there pretty well. And good price action today, really, in the S&P 500, the Dow, which was, down over 400 points before the open, now up 125. So not a bad session here for the major indexes.
All right. And we get another taste of Jay Powell testifying in front of the Senate Banking Commission.
Yes, so we're going to have a two-day testimony here from Jay Powell. This used to be called the semi-annual Humphrey Hawkins testimony back in the day. I'm showing my age here a little bit, how long I've been in this business. But he's testifying in front of the Senate Banking Committee today. He's actually being asked a lot of questions on inflation, how to fix the inflation problem in the U.S., and as you know, the Fed had a lot to do with the inflation that we are seeing with all the money printing that they've done. But I will say this, it's not always just the Fed as well. There's a lot of monetary policy that causes problems like this, and that doesn't seem to really have an end in sight. Obviously, the energy inflation that we're dealing with here could be solved rather quickly, but it won't be. So we'll see how Chairman Powell handles this. A lot of times, if you're up in the first day of the testimony, often you're down the second day of the testimony.
Yeah, well, what can you say that hasn't already been said? But inflation, well, you can look to Senator Rand Paul to really rake him over the coals, right?
Yeah, but, we'll see if Rand Paul, I haven't seen his question yet, but, he'll probably be the one that ask the most thorough questions. Outside of him, there's really not too many that are going to really pound Jay Powell too much. So, again, I think a lot of the questions that he's received so far have been softballs. A lot of the questions by the politicians make no sense, too. So you have to watch that. A lot of times I could see Powell's face like, what are they even talking about? Because they're really, these politicians, a lot of them are financially illiterate.
Yeah, well, that makes them eminently qualified to be running the country, right? Financial literacy? Yeah.
I guess so, because we're about $31 trillion in debt. So, again, it's the same people that got us to that debt level.
All right, so gold up a little bit today, catching a bid.
Yeah, we have gold today catching a nice little bid. It's not a big move by any stretch, but it's up about 0.4%. And, yesterday gold backed off a little bit. It was down. And today it's catching a little bit of a bid to the upside. So it remains in a constructive pattern, has not broken down, has higher lows. And that's still somewhat bullish for gold. I don't love the gold setup here for a big, big breakout move. But I do think there's a little bit of upside if you can close here today.
All right, and finally, Bitcoin, it's plugging along right above the December 2017 high there. It's at roughly $20,800, but that changes minute to minute, so it doesn't mean anything.
It does. And again, Bitcoin is holding that psychological 20,000 level, I think. That's really a key level at this stage of the game. I ultimately have Bitcoin going down to 14,000. I just don't think it's going to do it, immediately. As long as you hold here, you might live to fight another day, even get some short-term bounces. I wouldn't rule that out. But ultimately, the bigger picture, the trend is down. That's got to satisfy 14,000 before any definitive low is in place. So again, if you are a Bitcoin trader, you just want to be careful here. If you're a short-term trader, hey, maybe there's some upside for you. But anybody that's holding this thing for any period of time, you still got to be very careful at this moment.
Assuming it has a bounce from here, how high do you see that bounce going, Nick?
Well, I mean, you could always go back to 25,000 or even 26,000. There's a big gap on the Bitcoin futures chart, also a little bit higher at 27,300. I think those are all possible levels. I'm actually not that confident that it gets right up to them, but those are all potential upside objectives.
Okay, well, I think that's it for today then. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's been beating the averages for decades. While you're at it, the Twitter feed's at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. And, of course, your emails are welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we will catch up with you on Friday.
Sounds good.